This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for June 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Teledyne Continental Motors today is officially announcing a new engine option for Cirrus owners. A turbocharged 315 horsepower TSIO 550 package fully integrated by Continental. The eighth COPA migration organized by the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association is called M8, but Avadyne will have several other types there to show off various configurations of its R9 panel. Avadyne announced on Wednesday it has shipped its 10,000th traffic detection system. The Piper General Aviation Award for 2010 will go to the Cessna 162 Skycatcher. The award honors Piper aircraft founder William T. Piper Sr., but it's administered by the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for owners of some Rotax 912 engines used in experimental and light sport aircraft. Those two Northwest Flight 188 pilots who overflew Minneapolis by about 100 miles before being alerted by a cabin crew member will not be getting their jobs back. A 27-year-old pilot and a nurse aboard a Piper PA-31P were fatally injured Tuesday after engine problems forced a landing on a road in a residential neighborhood in Sydney, Australia. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation says Bigelow Aerospace has joined as an executive member after receiving unanimous approval by the Federation's board of directors. Farmers in northern Indiana are lobbying to get their local airport shut down so they can replace their crops with wind turbines. And Edwards Air Force Base this week is replacing 50 street name signs with new ones honoring aviation pioneers. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with TCM President Rhett Ross about Continental's new turbocharged engine option for Cirrus owners. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.